It's my pleasure tonight to get to talk with DeHaven Fields, who's the Executive Board President and CEO of Oxysis Outreach, based in Wake Forest, North Carolina. So, DeHaven, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing very well, Christina. I appreciate you having me here today.
I am so glad to get to talk with you. I know that you are doing good things out in the community and the world, and I am very happy to be able to introduce a little bit wider part of the world to what you're out there doing with Oxysis. Now, can you just tell everybody who might not yet have heard of what you're doing a little bit about your company and kind of what you do?
Absolutely. My company, Oxysis Outreach, is a nonprofit organization which is focused on providing individuals in our community, which now is the national platform, with resources and pathways to homeownership and financial stability, just because we feel those two components are kind of key catalysts to the development of community and growth of community. So that is our focus, and we've been able to pull a lot of support from other corporations and national brands to help us meet that mission. So we've been very privileged and successful at being able to provide those opportunities to a nation in need.
So, you're really coming into helping people when they're really hurting and they really want to have this American dream of homeownership. And they might almost be there, but they can't quite get there. So maybe because of credit issues, or they don't quite have maybe a large enough down payment. And so it sounds like what you really do is you're able to partner with other organizations to kind of get the funds that might be available and the help and connect them with programs so that they can get into homes. Is that right?
Absolutely. So you hit the hammer on the head, I believe is what that that
right.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just wanted to ask you, it's such good work to do, and I know that you really believe in community and the power that when people have this dream of home ownership, And they take pride in their home and they're more involved with their communities. And so you can build a community because you have homeowners who, they're out there fixing up their house and they want to keep it nice. And it kind of branches out into doing bigger and better things in the world. What is it in your background that drew you to doing this kind of work?
Okay. I originally got into the mortgage industry prior to what they call the bubble bursting. And of course, that bubble bursting led to this past recession, which is the worst financial disaster that has happened to this country, second to only the Great Depression. So, with that being said, my career has phased into loss mitigation with doing the modification and the short sales for family members which were affected by that recession. I've seen the effects on a ground level of individuals not being able to afford their home and the foreclosure crisis, et cetera, et cetera. What our organization has been able to do is utilize not only my expertise, but the expertise of our board members and our staff members to be able to utilize our experience to be able to provide community members with the resources and the pathways to avoid that problem and, going forward, but also to be able to be homeowners so that they can take advantage of the opportunities that come along with that as well.
Now, it sounds like you, because of your background, really know finance and home ownership, from the inside out. Which part, though, really drew you personally to really wanting to work in a philanthropic, can you say, philanthropy? That's what I tried to say. Using my words.
No
because
problem.
It's very different. I mean, that's not the common story that you hear from people who work in the finance field. And so usually, there's something personal that draws someone to say, I want to step above and beyond, and I really want to give back.
Right. For me, what it was, at my stint with Wachovia, was what it was at the time, I was managing the loss mitigation department. Which, like I said, took care of, the foreclosure avoidance, essentially. And because of that position, I essentially was, routed all the escalated issues. So the individuals who were losing their home the tears and the agony that comes along with that, because again, what you're doing is you're, an individual is losing the biggest asset that they have.
Right.
Their home is normally the number one priority, and when they lose that, they're essentially hitting rock bottom. So there's a lot of emotions that come with that. Essentially, I went home at the end of the day, after work, feeling that, there's more for me to be able to do to help these families. A lot of these families basically could have avoided that situation in the event they were familiar with the resources that were at their disposal. By the time, they typically realized, what they could do to avoid that situation was too late. So that's
Right.
really what was my calling that kind of led me to found, Oxysis, just to be able to provide those individuals with some support, but also to be able to provide the individuals who think that homeownership is not a real goal or that is not attainable, the opportunity to become homeowners and to kind of grow financially from that point, be able to grow their communities financially and just grow community in general from that point. And that's a cause that's, really near and dear to my heart.
Now, I know that Oxysis, like anybody, Oxysis Outreach, you started out small and kind of local community, and it's just experienced tremendous growth. So now you're able to really reach nationwide with some of these programs. And I know that recently that growth has even fueled further with the release of your organization's new website. So I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about that. I know that you can't do this work all by yourself. So, you definitely have attracted the support of some notable companies and brands and personalities, as you work through and meet this mission. So I've heard some pretty large companies and names that are kind of in the pipeline for you. How has your team been able to get the interest of these organizations?
Well, our cause and our mission is one that rings particularly loud to a lot of companies throughout the nation, being that every household essentially was affected one way or another by this past recession. It's in everybody's best interest for us to be able to provide our national community members with the resource for financial growth, because at the end of the day, everybody can benefit from it. I believe that we are just been able to kind of combine the efforts and the philanthropic efforts of a lot of companies throughout the nation, to be able to kind of focus on this one cause, being providing financial assistance for individuals and being able to really, put on great events, great fundraising events, great workshops, and deep felt support throughout the nation, for those individuals in need. And it's, our organization essentially has turned into a focal point for all those those efforts to be able to culminate on one particular community at a time. And
Right, and that
we
makes a lot of sense.
yeah and we've been very, very effective at what we've been doing thus far, and we're looking forward, like you mentioned. There's a lot of companies that are in the pipeline since the release of our website, and we're looking to kind of take that to the next level here shortly.
Now, Oxysis, beyond just growing awareness of possibly one of the most significant needs in the country, especially in the last few years, is more and more people have experienced problems with their home or their home, being underwater where it's not worth as much as what they bought it for. And then other people, more stringent guidelines for being able to get a mortgage in the first place. I know that, you kind of have a dual mission here. You're helping to provide financial support along with the education that families need about what is out there. And I think that's the key of what you were just saying, is that organizations wanted to help people and they didn't necessarily know how. And you're able to be, like you said, that focal point so that they can actually say, okay, if we want to help, we can get help here, and they can help us connect with actual communities so we know where the money's going, how it's being used, and that it's going to the right people. Now, can you talk a little bit more about that? What types of assistance people can receive from the website?
Absolutely. Our the website's a wonderful source for individuals throughout the community to receive, like you mentioned, both the financial support in the form of grant funds, to help them, achieve some of their goals, whether that be in credit restoration for homeownership, or if that's medication assistance for seniors. But on the same token, we don't want to necessarily just provide those resources without providing the, you know, the pathways and the educational pathways to change habits and change behavior. So, you know, what we require as well is, you know, for anybody who's going to, be receiving that assistance, for them to also participate in some of our educational resources, which are, you know, brought to the you know, those community members from some of the, you know, top companies in the nation in that respective field. So, you know, we've been able to really have a lot of deep impact here. I know this past month we granted over $23,000 worth of grant funds. And in addition to that, we've had, you know, individuals and companies such as, you know, Wells Fargo, Chase, television personalities provide, you know, webinars and workshops and free seminars for these individuals as well, so they know what to do going forward. They know what to expect. They know how to avoid the, you know, whatever type of financial situation or bind they are currently in. So it's something different. And like you mentioned, there's different companies are able to, you know, add something different into the pot. And at the end of the day, what that translates to is, you know, community growth and financial growth of individuals who need it. And I think that's particularly important in today's, you know, financial landscape, as there's, you know, a growing disparity in wealth distribution in the nation. So we're starting from the bottom to the top, or bottom up, and, you know, we've been making great strides to do so.
Well, it's definitely wonderful to hear so many different lenders and industry leaders are really beginning to support your organization in droves. Can you talk just a little bit about professionals who might be thinking they might be interested in partnering with OxyCIS to provide, you know, their particular customer and community members with this financial support and education, you know, whether that's a lender or a realtor, you know, anybody involved with the home industry would really want to know more about you.
Absolutely. Basically, the best way for them to get involved with our organization, whether that's a referral partner and, you know, realtors or lenders would like to connect their customers or their clients with the grant funding to make, you know, the possibility of home ownership a reality, they're more than welcome to connect with us on our website. What we are also looking for is individuals in, throughout the communities companies throughout these communities to be able to allow us to sponsor them for workshops and seminars so they can continue to get that financial education that's so key to, you know, the development of these communities. We want to be able to get those, you know, to a nation that needs them. So we're looking for realtors and lending leaders that, and, you know, not only in the housing market, but also for the, you know, senior benefits and things of that nature. We want to be able to connect individuals and communities with industry-leading services and industry-leading professionals. So that's very important to our brand. You know, we don't want to provide individuals with resources that are not elite in their industry. And if anybody, you know, throughout the nation believes that they're, you know, a leader in their industry and that they can help and they have the heart to want to help their community members, we certainly welcome them to connect with us on our website and find more about kind of leading and hosting some of these workshops, or at the minimum, becoming a guest speaker. Now, what we have found...
You have a lot of different opportunities.
Absolutely. And what, you know, what we have found is, you know, there's this ice bucket challenge that has been going viral on the internet, and people have gotten a little taste of what it feels to be philanthropic. And they get a little bit of a taste of what it feels like to give back to the community. And, you know, these professionals and, you know, throughout the nations are now, you know, looking for other ways to give back and other ways to contribute to their community. So, you know, we welcome them to you know, partner with our organization as we try to meet a mission of our own. And that's a mission that is, you know, arguably one of the deepest needed missions in the country. So we look forward to everybody's help and participation.
I know that you have a nice, large social media presence as well as a website, too. In addition to your website at www.auxesisoutreach.org,
you also have Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn as well. So depending on what people are comfortable with, they have multiple ways to reach out to you and see what the many opportunities that they have where they would be able to help.
Absolutely. And yes, we are very diverse in that realm. We actually have additional community support as we connect with sports organizations throughout the nation that, you know, support our growth and support awareness of our organization. There's actually opportunities for individuals to enter raffles if they like or follow some of our social media posts. You know, it gives them opportunities to win free football game tickets, free, you know, autographed memorabilia. You know, there's a lot of opportunities just to not only just to grow financially, but also to share awareness and have fun. And, you know, we want to make everything that we do fun. You know, our seminars, our workshops, you know, a lot of people kind of get turned off when they say, oh, well, you know, we have a seminar in your community. And, you know, they kind of, you know, the people don't necessarily like to be in an educational environment. But, you know, anytime that we do anything, we do it high energy. It's fun. It's, you know, we get the individuals engaged. And that, you know, I think it's you know, kind of speaks to our social media presence as well.
And Haven, I appreciate you talking with me tonight and just educating everybody about what OxyCyst Outreach is doing, and whether there's someone who needs the education or they're looking for sources of help to get them that last little 5% closer to being a homeowner, or even if they're a sponsor or an organization, whether they're a realtor or a lender, anybody who wants to be a guest speaker or reach out with funds, I definitely encourage them to get in touch with you and see what types of opportunities are available. And I definitely am very proud of the work that you're doing in the community, and I think that you're really stepping up and doing a lot to help communities nationwide.
And on behalf of my team, because I absolutely cannot take credit for that. So on behalf of our team that we have here, we appreciate that. We look forward to being able to grow that support in the future. And that's, you know, through, of course, the support of additional sponsors and corporate sponsors and companies and partners. But also what I wanted to mention as well before I let you go, that we are hosting a gala in Raleigh, which would host a lot of industry professionals, a lot of realtors, a lot of, you know, insurance and tax professionals, et cetera, and that will be in downtown Raleigh this upcoming spring. So we look forward to possibly seeing you there, and, you know, I certainly will make sure that you get the information to attend that, and, you know, hopefully we have, we're in the process of getting some talent in terms of musical talent and acts and bands to play. Some are, you know, pretty notable personalities and musicians from the Triangle area. So we look forward to, you know, putting something special on, and, you know, I look forward to seeing you there as well.
Oh, thank you. And I think that just speaks to what you were talking about, really keeping it fun and giving back to the community at the same time.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about.
Well, thank you again, DeHaven. And again, I encourage anybody to follow up with you through social media or through your website.
For OxyCyst Outreach at www.auxcistoutreach.org.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
This is Christina Jacob interviewing DeHaven Fields with OxyCyst Outreach.